We can talk about stuff.
We can talk about the weather. We can talk about going out for coffee.
For coffee?
We can talk about your daughter.
Babe, you are so good at that.
Because my family's from New Jersey.
Oh, it is perfect for you. You could do a British character. You could do like a Brooklyn character. You have so many great characters.
I can do Cinderella.
They're not ready for that character yet.
No.
We can't expose them to it.
Hello? That's all you get.
Just a taste. Just a taste.
Just a taste.
Just an itty bitty, witty witty taste.
Oh, God.
So funny. So cute. But you are really great at accents. It was one of the things I was attracted to you. Was that you?
Every single thing that you say is like, it's one of the reasons I was attracted. It's like everything that you say about me, it's really sweet.
Oh, well,
you're very sweet.
Well, like, there's just so many things where I was just like, I like that. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that too.
So you're saying I'm the whole package?
You are the whole package.
So are you.
Aww.
Ow.
Ow.
We definitely had to do lots of work to get to be the whole package, but...
Yeah.
We're the whole package for each other, and that's all that matters.
Whole packages just don't, like, ship and handle themselves.
That is quite true.
Oh, man, that's deep.
That is deep.
Yeah.
Too deep for me right now. My brain is on the surface level mode.
Hot.
I have allergies, and I just got sick, so...
It's rough. It's rough out there.
It's rough out there for a playa.
It's hot out there for...
Don't say it. Don't say it, please.
Blimp.
Thank you. God damn it. Okay, anyways, let's get into it. Speaking of not good men, I wanted to start off this week talking about something that happened yesterday. I posted a TikTok on the All That Work for Nothing TikTok, if you're not following us. linked in the description. But I posted a video from one of our previous episodes. It was a little snippet of me talking about why I am so observant and why I don't trust people. And I opened up and I was vulnerable about being inappropriately touched by a man, by several men throughout my life. And so now I know what to look for. And before I trust anyone, I'm very vigilant and I notice things like more than the normal person would that has never been touched in their life and taken advantage of. And so that TikTok went to, again, with going to the wrong side of TikTok, and like not just the wrong side of TikTok, like the wrong side of TikTok.
Like, the rough side.
It went over to the men who go their own way. Andrew Tate humping men that...
Why can't they go their own way be a different way than the way we're going? Why do our ways keep intersecting?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't understand. Like, I do my best to make sure that our content does not reach people like that. And the fact that I put, like, all the hashtags I put in there... are very much nothing to do with those types of men. Actually, what I should say is has nothing to do with those types of boys, because they're not men. Men would never act the way that these little boys are acting.
Boys go their own way.
Yeah. So, anyways, I was vulnerable, and I opened up about something that has been really hard for me to open up about in the past, and... So it went to this crazy part of TikTok where men are just hate. That's just misogynist. It's misogyny at its core. So one of one of the comments was me when I show up, when I ruin the vibe at the function. Yeah. And I was like, how the fuck am I ruining the vibe? Because I'm being vulnerable. Like, this is a fucking podcast. This is the time to talk about shit like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, we weren't throwing a party.
No, we weren't at a party. And it's not like I go into parties and I'm like, guess what happened to me, guys? Like, no, it's definitely, I talk about it with my therapist. I've talked about it with you. I've talked about it with my parents because it involved my parents because I won't go into detail, but, you know, they had to know something from when I was a kid. And like, I've talked about it with like really close friends who had also gone through the same thing that I had gone through. But how dare I? These men were so fucking mad that I was being vulnerable and that I was talking about what men, boys, have done to me in the past. So they were victim shaming me. I was just so baffled. I was like, what the fuck is this? And like, there was another guy who said she should just tattoo the word victim on her forehead and lock herself in her basement. First of all, I don't have a basement, bitch. Okay, so I have nowhere to lock myself into. But also, like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? The fact that you got so mad that I was talking about other dudes that had touched me inappropriately and that you felt the need to say that I was a victim and that I was acting like a victim by being vulnerable and talking about it. And it's not like I was being a victim, right? Like, I wasn't crying. I wasn't. And even if I was, I have every right to, because I was taken advantage of at a very young and impressionable age, and when I was older as well. And it's something that should never fucking happen to anybody. And so for him to, like, for these men or boys to come into our comments and say these heinous things, like, obviously you're the kind of person that's never going to be happy or with someone. If you're going to victim shame people, no woman in her right mind will ever want to be with you. So good luck for you. Actually, don't. Not good luck. Go fuck yourself. Why don't you go take and go get, go see Andrew Tate in prison and he can suck you off. Anyways, rant over.
Well, first off, I don't, like with the first commenter, I don't trust anybody that doesn't see depressing things on their TikTok. Because for my TikTok, it's, you know, cute, fuzzy animals, then something horribly depressing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's that way for, like, most of the people we know. So if your TikTok is nothing but, like, happy stuff, then you are just skipping past.
These guys, their TikTok is literally just those fucking stupid-ass boys that come on there and they're like that one fucker that's in his car. And he's like, you do not have to take her rejection. It doesn't mean that she's rejecting you. She's playing a game. Like, that's what those fuckers are watching.
Yeah.
They're watching these fucking little boys that literally don't have anyone in their lives pretend that they do have someone in their lives and like, and here's how I got it. And it's all like the same bullshit that they peddle, but they're obviously all alone and sad. Like, that's what they have on their fucking TikTok page. Me, I'm on Revolution TikTok because people in America are pissed off with how things are going. I'm on Psychology TikTok, where it's like how brains work and all that kind of thing. I'm definitely on Animal TikTok, and I'm on Spiritual TikTok. So that's my TikTok, and I'm very proud of it.
I hope they don't follow us to those TikToks.
They fucking better not. No. I am reclaiming my fucking power right now. And like, it at first it baffled me yesterday. Like, you could tell something was up with me because we were watching something and I was very like in my brain. But in my brain, I was like, what should I do? Should I call this fucker out? Should I dox this guy? But then I was like, well, if I dox him, I'm just as bad as him. I'm just as bad as this fucking insanely soft-brained boy. And but then I was like, but this behavior needs to be called out, right? This horrible behavior that does nothing for the betterment of humankind needs to be fucking called out. And that's the thing, is like, these boys need to understand that women will not take your shit anymore. We're fucking done with it. There's so, like, that was the thing that gave me kind of like hope too, because I was like, I was kind of starting to like get a little bit spirally. And listen, I've been victim shamed my entire life. Whenever, like, I've been victim shamed by lots of people. So I was already used to being victim shamed. But then I was like, damn, it literally was, there was no one in our comments that like stuck up for me. Like, it was all just those fucking boys that somehow got a hold of our TikTok. And I forgot where I was going with this. Where was I going?
Oh,
I was starting to spiral. a little bit because I was just like, God damn it. Like, because sometimes you see those posts where it'll be some kind of fucking soft brain boy being a little bitch. And then you see a bunch of people come to that person's aid and they're like, whoa, what the fuck's wrong with you? But there was none of that this time. I think it was literally just like this one went to the wrong audience. And I'm like I said, if you find that TikTok, we encourage you to go look at it. It's our latest one. If you find that TikTok, look at the fucking hashtags I have in there and tell me how the fuck these guys came across it. Although I guess I do like the hashtag podcast. So maybe those fucking boy podcasts that are going around. So maybe that's why. Maybe I'll just stop doing hashtag podcast. Because I feel like that brings the wrong kind of crowd. That's maybe not what we're trying to bring. But anyways, what gave me solace before I started to actually spiral was the fact that these dudes, these little boys, they're a very small portion of the internet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like these like specific guys that we're talking about, like there's a lot more than I'm comfortable with that are just fucking straight up hate women for whatever reason. But the amount of times that I see like someone stitch one of those videos and they come in and they're like making fun of these dudes and then it has like 3 million likes and the original video has maybe like 100,000 likes. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like most of the population is like, the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like you are on the wrong side of history here, bro. And like no one's ever going to like you. And you can be angry all you want. You like we were talking like yesterday about how like maybe these dudes just like hate women so much, but they want to fuck each other, but they don't know how to express that. And they don't want to be seen as less alpha, which doesn't alpha. There's no such thing as alpha males, guys. Like there's no such thing as an alpha male in scientific ecology or whatever you want to call it.
It was wolves. So some guy studied wolves and came up with the theory. And then mm-hmm. he went back and studied his theory because he was a good scientist. And it was wrong.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, misinformation travels faster than the correction to the misinformation.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So it was kind of already out there.
It's whatever people want to listen to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things like once you get something in your head, you'll hear whatever you hear first is the thing that sticks longer, which is really fucked up. But yeah, whatever you hear first is the thing that'll stick in your head longer.
Yeah.
No, even if it's corrected, the wrong thing will stick in your head.
Exactly. And it's like, it's all based on your perception, right? So it's like what you want to get out of it. Like these fucking alpha bros or whatever they call themselves, they saw that and they like they don't even try to look and see if it's true or not. They're just like, oh yep, that is. It's like the people that cherry pick the Bible, yeah. Or like this one part of the Bible says this specifically, but they don't go into the context of why the Bible says that and what the Bible tells you to do with that. They just say, oh well, the Bible says that, and it's like, okay, sure.
It's a confirmation bias, kind of. So you have like a preconceived notion, yes. And then the things that.
So you find only information, whether it be true or false, that backs up your already thought process thing. Right. Sorry, I'm not a scientist, obviously. But yeah, I was joking that these dudes just need to go and like give each other hand jobs or like suck each other off or some shit and like have an orgy.
I think they just need a nice, like, stable life with a partner who loves them.
Yeah.
And off out on a farm somewhere. They should all have like nice farm somewhere where they cannot have any access to any podcasting equipment whatsoever. And they can just rebuild their lives. And they'll be like, you know what? I was so angry before, but now I have this partner and they make me so happy.
And I met them through a community where we were hating on women.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, these guys are in the He-Man Woman Haters group.
Yeah, from Little Rascals.
From Little Rascals.
Yeah, I loved Little Rascals.
I did too. I really liked the remake movie. It's so cute.
The one from the 90s?
Yeah.
I love the one from the 90s. Mm-hmm.
I watched it a lot as a kid. And I also watched the original black and white ones too.
You watched the original black and white
ones?
Yeah. You are so good at that. Like, you got a very cultured,
I mean,
classic
it's love. Really, it's who I grew up with, my mom. She was into that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I remember her mom had them on tape. or on 10 tape. She had them on VHS. And we watched them with her one night, and I really liked them.
I'm surprised that hasn't come back. Like, out of all the 90s nostalgic things, the Little Rascals doesn't come back, and the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Well, they are in the He-Man Woman Haters Club. So yeah. They're all little boys.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I mean. Like, they could all have, like, a little clubhouse.
Oh, God.
And they could hang out.
No girls allowed. Yeah. Anyways, misogyny's real.
One more thing.
And it's scary. And anyone out there that's getting victim shamed, you always have a safe space with me. Women have to stick together. I've been victim shamed by women and men and everyone in between, old, young. So I get it's a scary world that we live in sometimes, and it's not always fair. But just know, like, if you're going through something where someone had touched you inappropriately, and it doesn't matter, you know, it's not just women. It's non-binary people. It's men that are getting touched as well. It's a smaller portion of men that get touched compared to the vast majority of women. I think it's 1 in 3 women will get sexually assaulted in their lifetime, which is fucking disgusting to me. But just know that there are people out there that would absolutely want to hear your story. And you just got to know, like, who to trust, who you can go to. And if you have no one and you think you have no one, you have us. Like, you don't have to, you know, tell us, like, on our comments or anything like that, but you can reach out to us on our Instagram. You know, there was a time where I had no one in my life, and I, you know, like, that I didn't really trust, couldn't go to. So, you know, we are that safe space for you. Just putting it out there.
One more thing before we go. Like, so a person who leaves a comment like that, I think that's a really big red flag that they're susceptible to that kind of behavior.
Yeah, for sure. Like, why else? People that victim shame are mad that victims are speaking about what has happened to them because they're afraid that they're going to get caught.
Because if you weren't, your initial reaction would be to sympathize or empathize, mostly sympathize, like, with somebody going through that.
Whether it be a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Because when I told you about it, you were absolutely horrified for me.
And if that isn't your initial reaction, then I think that makes you a suspect, or not a suspect, but it makes you suspicious.
Yeah.
That you have engaged in that kind of behavior, that you're okay with that kind of behavior, that somebody you know can tell you they engaged in that kind of behavior and you won't think it's a big deal. Like, your reaction and what you're willing to put out there says a lot about you. If you're putting a comment out there that's like that, then mm-hmm. I think there's no other way to look at you than with suspicion. And there's no other way to look at you and think that you are the exact kind of person that Doriel was describing.
Yeah. Why else would you get mad at me and say, call me a victim when I'm being vulnerable and being, I think being vulnerable is one of the, I've said this before, being vulnerable and talking about these hard topics is one of the bravest things you can possibly do. And I know I'm a strong person and I've been through a lot in my life. So, you know, sure, call me a fucking victim, but I know I'm not. I, like, in my being, in the center of my being, I know that I'm a better person than that. I've grown. I've gone to therapy. I've done things that scare me, and I've pushed myself to be better. What can you say for yourself? I can guarantee you it's nothing what I've done. So, also, just, you know, like I said, go to one of your bros, ask him to suck you off, ask him to fucking, you know, because you hate women, so obviously you love men, right? I mean, the whole thing is that they hate women. So go fucking suck each other's dicks and be happy, and then leave women alone. You know, like, cut out the middleman here.
Yeah.
Cut out the middle woman and go fuck your bros. Okay. I don't know if that's, like, offensive for me to talk about. Is it, like, to say that? I'm not gay bashing.
It'll get them mad, so I don't think so. It is weird. Like, you can't. It's not.
I'm not saying that being gay is wrong in any way. I'm just saying that you hate women, So go fuck boys. That's what you want.
I don't think all these pieces of shit are gay. I think enough of them are gay that they would live happier lives if they just understood that about themselves.
For sure. And if they just realized that alpha males don't exist. They don't exist in any part of the natural world. So only in your soft little boy brain.
Maybe lions. But even lions, that's like women do most of the actual work and hunting.
Yeah,
and
women
like
do
that.
The hunting. The males, they just spread their seed. That's all they're good for. They don't really do much else. They kill other if they come lions. If they come across like an well, they kill other male lions and they kill fucking cubs and then they go and rape the mother. So you're no better than a lion. And like you really don't want to be like a lion, dude.
No, don't be like a lion. Man. They're not trying to get to wolves. They're trying to get to lions. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And they can't be like hyenas because they're matriarchal.
Yeah.
And they can't be like painted dogs because they have a power couple.
They do. They have a power couple. Yeah, we always said that we're the painted dogs.
Mm-hmm. Love painted dogs.
Shall we move on from this topic?
What would you like to move on to?
Let me see what I wrote.
I think we did a great job sticking to one topic that time.
Yeah, we did a good job. I mean, I did... Hopefully what I said wasn't like too much with the whole like go fuck each other, because I obviously don't want it to be gay bashing, because I am in the LGBTQIA plus community. So, you know, being gay is okay. Legalize gay. But maybe just like, I think what I'm saying though is like there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of boys out there that hate women. And I'm just like, okay, then go fuck a man. You know what I mean? Like, if you hate women, why do you want to have sex with them? Why do you want to be with them? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, go have sex with what you're attracted to. If that's men, that's men. If that's, like, just anyone but minors, please. Because they have this weird fascination with younger women, and it's fucking disgusting.
Well, I told you the other, like, I was talking about this today. They want a mommy baby.
Yeah, they want a mommy baby.
So they want somebody who's infantile, and they want somebody who's submissive, and they want somebody who obeys, which is a child. You're describing a child when you say stuff like that.
Yeah, but they literally want a child.
But they want someone who will take care of them and anticipate their needs and be there for them emotionally, which is a mother.
Yep.
So you're describing a mother and a child. So you want to fuck a child baby.
No, seriously, though. You want to have your milk and drink it, too.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. That was hilarious.
The next thing I have here is Snowpiercer. We forgot the bear theory, but do you want to talk about the bear theory?
Well, I mean, just, yeah, well, real quick, it's just like women would feel safer in the woods with a random bear than a random man.
Yeah, so that's one of the latest TikTok trends that many of those boy bros that want mommy babies. they are so fucking mad at the bear theory, like what Shane was saying, that, you know, women would much rather be alone in the woods with a wild bear than with a random man. And I absolutely agree with that. And the whole argument for women saying that is, even men have said that they would rather be in the woods with
a wild bear
than a random dude. At their core are fucking violent.
It's trained into them. Because it's
they're like pit bulls.
It's a whole like thing where if you like got raised a certain way, then you were raised to dominate other men, which I never was raised that way, which I think is good. But like a lot of men are raised that you need to dominate another man, and that's the only way that you can assert yourself. It's the only way you can like basically go through life.
Yeah.
Is that if you don't dominate the other person, then you're being dominated, which is terrifying. And that makes these kind of men that act like predators.
Mm-hmm.
Because predators dominate. They need to dominate territory. They need to dominate prey. They're fucked up.
Yeah.
So there's the bears.
So basically,
I just realized I'm wearing a bear.
Oh, shit. The ultimate bear.
The ultimate bear.
The bear that doesn't exist in California anymore.
A bear that does not exist in California anymore.
Anyways, one of the reasons they would rather be seen with or alone in the woods with a bear is because a wild animal can be reasoned with more than a man can. Because, yeah, I'll just let you kind of use your imagination for that.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, if you see a bear, you know, or another wild animal that is a predator, you know that you can make yourself big, you can make loud noises, you can bang sticks together, you walk away slowly, you never turn your back to them. One of the ones with bears is that you go in the fetal position. And sure, you know, sometimes people do die from wild bear animal attacks. Encounters. Not just bear attacks, but wild animal encounters. Because, you know, they're not prepared.
Yeah.
But there have been people, and there have been women who have been taken advantage of by men, and they did, like, there's fucking, oh my god, there's like some of these pictures that they have of these rapers, like the guys who have raped women, their literal face is just like torn from them, and like some woman actually clawed this guy's eyes out and took advantage of her against her will. It's like there's no bargaining with these sick fucks.
Yeah, most predators in the animal kingdom, like, when they face too much resistance, they'll go away.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get themselves hurt.
Oh, well, it's also the other dudes that are coming out of the woodworks are like, well, I've never hurt a woman. I've never done this thing. I've never done that. And it's like, okay, obviously we're not talking about you then, bitch.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. You're a good human being.
You get the gold star.
Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, there's a like, bunch of dudes that are like, well, I've never done that, so where's my trophy? And it's like, you don't fucking deserve a trophy for being a good human being, okay? Like, just don't hurt other people. That's all we're fucking asking. That's all we're asking. And the fact that you have to come out here and be like the all lives matter bitches that are like, well, all lives matter. Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, you're not making any kind of statement.
Yeah, you're not making... You're just making yourself look like a fucking piece of shit. So that's what we're talking about. We took a long break. Longer than we thought. So this is the next day. So I think we're going to end it here. I know it's a shorter episode, but because the last episode that I uploaded was so late, we didn't really have time to upload during the week or to do this during the week. So we're literally filming this right now, and then as soon as this is done, I'm uploading the footage, editing, and then putting it on all the platforms. So if you enjoyed this, please like, subscribe, comment, let us know what else you'd like us to talk about. Share it with your friends. Follow us on TikTok, on Instagram. What else, baby?
Just give us those interactions.
Yeah, give us those interactions. Unless you are a soft brain boy, we don't want those interactions with you. So
no, we want like a different kind of person interacting with us.
We want men.
A nice interaction.
We want the girls, gays, and theys, as I've said many a time. And I will keep saying that until we get the girls, gays, and theys.
I'm just gonna put it out there.
Yeah, just put it out there. Anyways, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.